I'd like now to welcome to the program Kitty Sherlock and Mijan Tobias. They are from the Friends of the Library Board here in Santa Fe. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Now, our public libraries, of course, are very, very important centers for not only Santa Fe, but all of our municipalities in the entire state. There is a bond, a general obligation bond, Bond B, that concerns the libraries on the upcoming election. What's that all about?
Bond B, which you will find on the back of the ballot, way at the very end, the bonds are way at the very end of the back page.
As in, turn over your ballots,
right,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. Bond B will support the purchase of materials and equipment for all the libraries that are publicly funded. So that means public libraries, public school libraries, public college libraries, and public tribal libraries.
And these libraries, how are they doing right now? Are they in rough shape? Are they doing pretty well?
Well, that's just the thing. This is why Bond B is so important, especially right now. Library use has gone up tremendously in the past 5 years.
Which nobody expected with all those Kindles and all that stuff.
Exactly, exactly. However, I think part of the piece is that we have technology that's happening in the library. People can access the internet. Perhaps they don't have internet access at home. And so the funding for library staffing, materials, all of that has been significantly reduced. So right now with Bond B, that's pretty much their only source of revenue coming in to finance the materials, the equipment, the staffing.
And so library use, I mean, there are so many people, as you say, who don't have access to the internet, and there are also so many people seeking jobs, and that's where they go to write those resumes, because you can't even submit a paper resume anymore, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm, that's right. I have a wealth of statistics here, but one of them is about the use of the computers. Number of public access computer users just in Santa Fe over 1 year, last year, was 173,962 people.
Oh, my goodness.
In the public library.
That means some of them went more than once.
Oh, yes.
Considering that we...
Yeah, usually they get an hour, you know, for... But that it's for statewide, it's almost 2 million who have come to public libraries.
But here's the thing, Mary Charlotte. It's not an either-or, books or digital resources. It's both.
Right.
It's both. And so this funding is for both.
Now, books, of course, haven't gone anywhere. People still read them. They still carry them around. They still check them out of the library, especially the older books that aren't necessarily even getting digitized.
Exactly.
And picture books and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what is your interest in the library, both of you?
Mine is as a parent, to tell you the truth. My grandmother was a librarian in Chicago, and I've been one of those hardcore families that brings the kids to the library 2-3 times a week, geeking out for sure. And at the same time, that's where I know that my children are safe, that we have access to a ton of picture books. I don't have to purchase all of them. There are, of course, our semi-annual sales where when I do want to buy a bunch of books, we can for a dollar or so. Mm-hmm. And programming, children's programming is such a vibrant part of the library system here in Santa Fe. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the bigger pieces of why I even volunteer on the board. I want to see that continue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel that way, too, that... especially on literacy, you know, now we have a pressure, as you know, and we've heard a lot in politics, of getting all kids literate, able to read by third grade. That's a tremendous pressure on the schools and the kids.
And which seems, I still don't get it. Where I went to school, every single human being in the entire school system learned to read by the end of the first grade.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've worked in some schools where even fourth graders had problems, you know. So, and those are the kids who actually, if you go and look at the statistics on prisons in Santa Fe, reading is the number one problem of all those prisoners. It's like 65% cannot read who are in jail. So I see it as big time for kids and teenagers and then the whole rest of the community also. I think we usually have our English as a Second Language programs taught and the libraries here in the public libraries in Santa Fe. So it's very valuable for parents and children.
Now, library bonds tend to pass historically mm-hmm. here, and
that's right.
It's just important to go out and vote. And if you believe in libraries, believe in books, learning, literacy, and all those kinds of things, vote for the library bond.
That's right. And this year, the bond is requesting $9.83 million. That will fund those four kinds of libraries. And the breakdown is $3 million for school libraries, $3 million for public libraries, $3 million for public college, and $700,000 for tribal libraries. And the tribal libraries are like public libraries, but they also are really focused on preserving language and culture.
Very, very important. Mm-hmm. Now, if this passes, how much is it going to cost taxpayers, homeowners?
It will be a property tax. The bond will be paid for through property taxes. It will cost 56 cents for every $100,000 worth of property. And that will be over 10 years, 56 cents a year.
56 cents a year for every $100,000. So if you own a beautiful, big, huge luxury home, it's a couple of bucks a year.
Right, exactly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Bond B on the ballot this year. For those of you who have not voted but just registered to vote, go out and make it a great year.
That's right.
Voting for the first time. For those of you who vote every year, don't forget to vote. Early voting has already started.
That's right.
So,
and there's one more little thing we thought we'd add.
Yes.
If you want more information about the Friends of the Library, we'd love you to come on over anytime we have a book sale. And also you can check us out online, www.santafelibraryfriends.org.
Well, I want to thank you both very much, Kitty Sherlock and Mijan Tobias, Friends of the Library Board. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.